You're listening to the Quince Podcast. The last phase of Durga Puja festivities turned into chaos in Munger, a city in Bihar, after it witnessed mob violence and arson attacks against the administration. This was in protest of what happened 4 days earlier on 26th October when 21-year-old Anurag Poddar died and a dozen injured amid a clash over a delay in Durga Puja idol immersion. While locals alleged that the police opened fire at devotees, the police denied the firing and alleged that the shots were fired by anti-social elements from within the crowd. But 3 days after Anurag Poddar's demise and just a day after the first phase of Bihar elections wrapped up, violence erupted in the city on 29th October as residents vandalized at least three police stations in Purapsarai, Mufassil and Vasudevpur, prompting the Election Commission to immediately remove SP Lippi Singh and DM Rajesh Meena and appoint a new SP and DM. And on 30th October, one day after the incident, Munger is slowly limping back to normalcy. But given the timing of the incident, the anger and uproar over the incident has also taken political undertones, with the opposition parties holding the JDU-BJP state government responsible, calling it a quote-unquote attack on Hindutva or comparing it to the Jallianwala Bagh massacre. So is the incident likely to impact the remaining phases and the outcome of Bihar election? In this podcast, you'll hear from ground reporter Maaz Hassan and senior journalist Nilanjan Mukhopadhyay. You're tuned in to The Big Story, the podcast where we dissect the headline-making news for you. And I'm your host, Shorbury. So this is how the incident unfolded on 26th October. What was supposed to be a festive affair turned into clashes between the devotees of the Bari Durga idol and the police. According to the Indian Express, traditionally the Bari Durga idol is immersed first in Munger. However, the police was reportedly keen on immersing over 25 idols before midnight. Thus, several organizers objected and a clash broke out, with stones allegedly being pelted at the police at the Deen Dayal Upadhyay Chowk. The report also says that around 20 police personnel were injured and that the police also reportedly found three country-made pistols with both live and empty cartridges. The police has also claimed that they were compelled to fire in the air in a bid to disperse the mob, and that the mob on its part retaliated with counter-firing. Some videos also went viral on social media suggesting that the police lathi-charged first at devotees who were seated peacefully around the idols. However, the authenticity of the videos was not verified by the Quint. But just a day after Bihar went to polls in the first phase, the violence boomeranged back into the city as nearly 100 people took to the streets and protested against the administration. Startling videos showed police stations engulfed in fire, police vehicles charred, the SP's office was reportedly ransacked, the subdivisional police officer's residence was also vandalized, and Maaz Hassan, the Quint's My Report journalist, was on ground zero and he talks about the violence as witnessed by locals.
I am right now standing at the Purapsarai Khadi Thana and these two vehicles with one of the motorcycles have been completely burned. There are no police officials inside the police station. They have been vandalized by the protesters who have been protesting against what happened 2 days ago in Munger. You can see behind me, this is a police vehicle which is completely burned, and you can see the documents and the papers of the police station have been completely thrown out, burnt, or they have been destroyed. And all the shops at the moment is currently closed and the city is absolutely shut.
And for those who don't know about the Quint's My Report initiative, I'd like to take a minute and tell you about it. These are stories from all across India and abroad submitted by citizen journalists to the Quint, where citizens report on issues which affect them. So please check out the My Report section on the Quint website. And if you have a story to share, be a citizen journalist and report for the Quint now. You can shoot videos or write a news story and WhatsApp it to us at 9999-008-335. We also need your help to carry on with such initiatives, so please subscribe to The Quint as well. Click on Support The Quint and you can find a membership model that suits you. Now coming back to the Munger violence, extra forces have been deployed there to prevent any further untoward incidents from happening. But Bihar is also in the middle of a three-phase assembly election. The first, as we know, took place on 28th October. The next two phases are scheduled for November 3rd and 7th. And given the timing of the incident, obviously it has taken political undertones, with the opposition spitting fire at the JDU-BJP government. Shiv Sena leader Sanjay Raut said, and I'm quoting his statement, quote, "Munger firing incident is an attack on Hindutva. If such an incident were to happen in Maharashtra, West Bengal or Rajasthan, governors and BJP leaders would have demanded precedence rule. So why is the Bihar governor and BJP leaders not raising questions?" End quote. RJD's Tejasvi Yadav also went on to likening the police in charge to General Dyer, who, as we know, had ordered the Jallianwala Bagh killings. Congress spokesperson Randeep Surjewala tweeted, and I'm quoting the translation verbatim, quote, "Is Durga Puja a crime in the BJP rule? Will the BJP-JDU government now beat up Durga devotees like animals?" End quote. But while the Congress, RJD and others criticized the BJP along with the JDU, LJP's Chirag Paswan specifically laid the blame on Nitish Kumar, as he has been doing throughout the campaigning period. So will the incident have any impact on the remaining phases of the polls? Are political parties likely to gain some and lose some from this incident? Senior journalist Nilanjan Mukhopadhyay gives his analysis on how the incident may affect the polls and the political parties.
There are three aspects to this entire issue of Munger and the backdrop and what is the likely fallout. The first is that it gives the opportunity to the Mahagathbandhan to say that this is yet another instance or an example of the inefficient and the ineptitude of the Nitish Kumar government, that it cannot manage such a major annual event. The failure is representative of all-round administrative failure of the government. The second is that, there is this projection which is made by the BJP all the time, that it sees itself and it projects itself as a protector of Hindu interests. It also labels the RJD specifically and the Mahagathbandhan allies as the people who always appease the religious minority. They discriminate against Hindu interests, always try to project that Hindu festivals are not their festivals, because they are more committed to protecting the Muslim and other religious minorities' interests. This incident is definitely going to undermine the plank of the BJP and its allies of being the sole custodians of Hindu interests, because they'll say that Durga Puja is such a major national and annual event. And they have not even been able to manage this. So what Hindu interests are they talking about that they protect? Third thing, aspect which we have to keep in mind, we have to understand that that in Bihar, the percentage of Muslims among the voters progressively increased from the first to the second to the third being the maximum. So as far as the communal narrative or the polarizing narrative is concerned, it has always traditionally increased from what we can say geographically, the southeastern to the northwestern region of Bihar. Now, in the coming election phases, if the BJP tries to up the rhetoric, it has several instances. It can also use the events in France to draw all kinds of parallels and frighten people. It can always be turned around by the Mahagathbandhan as saying that what are you talking about as being the protector of Hindu interests? You have not been even able to protect the devotees in Munger. So it is going to also weaken the plank of, or rather any intention that the BJP may have of polarizing the campaign further. Weakening Nitish Kumar administratively is definitely going to further strengthen its adversary, especially the LJP, in those seats where it is contesting directly against the JDU candidates. But it definitely, this incident definitely is a further dampener for Nitish Kumar, and it spells more trouble for him.
And while the political attacks continue, Munger SP Lippi Singh, who has earned herself the infamous moniker of General Dyer, has stepped into the limelight. Other than the recent incident, Lippi Singh's political lineage has come into the forefront, as have some past controversies about her appointment. Singh, who had gained fame after booking former JDU member Anand Singh under the UAPA for possession of weapons, is the daughter of RCP Singh, a JDU MP in Rajya Sabha, and she's been removed from her post by the EC. The Election Commission has also ordered a probe into the Munger incident by Magad Commissioner Sangba Chuba Ao and asked him to submit his report in a week. So stay tuned to the Quint for further updates. If you like listening to this episode, please subscribe to the Big Story playlist for episodic updates. We'll have on Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify, JioSaavn, and most of the other popular podcast streaming platforms. For other podcasts, please log on to the Quint website and check out the podcast section. For any feedback, shoot an email to podcasts@thequint.com.
Thanks for listening. Log on to the Quint's website and check out our other podcasts.